Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio. Two great radio stations all across America, all across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out always to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, our hospital and the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, too. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget you can check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready for the pledge number two?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, which our great country was started and formed under Judeo-Christian beliefs and principles. Well, we have a note here from our buddy George up in Minneapolis, and he's telling us, we heard up here, because that's, of course, where George Floyd met his demise, correct?
That's right, yeah.
We heard up here in the first few days afterwards that he was on two different substances. One was fentanyl, something else could have been meth. But what's interesting right now is when you go to look at Google and you search George Floyd toxicology, it's gone. There's nothing there about it.
Very interesting. Well, again, like we were talking about before, I mean, all these factors go into making a correct forensic analysis of exactly what happened, and the toxicology is going to be so very important to all that.
And one of the ones who reported on this right away that got the information out there was Candace Owens.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. So there you go. But that's something. And George, thanks for sending that. That's something that we're getting from George and. Methamphetamine and fentanyl. Here's the second part of it that's coming in here. This is coming from Psychology Today. And the other one was, like I say, Candace Owens. So I got two different things here talking about what might have been going on, because it was obvious to me that the way he was acting right from the beginning, he was combative. He was, well, I can't breathe. Well, I'm claustrophobic. I can't get in the car. Don't do that, please. He started crying and all that. It was obvious something really screwy was going on.
Well, and if you were under the influence of some sort of substance that could intensify any kinds of feelings and so on and so forth, absolutely.
Now, the NRA is reporting right now that there's a story out there that I'm sure you'll see, that the 2020 Democratic Party platform has declared total war on Second Amendment rights. Number one, they want to get rid of the gun show, quote, loophole.
That's right. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and number two, they want extensive background checks done on everybody before they can even buy a gun anywhere for any reason, and they don't want any private sales allowed. Boy, this is pretty wild, this stuff here I got here. Released on July 21st, the draft platform consists of the following information, and it's all there. My goodness.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, does any of that make people really safer opposed to the actual laws, the gun control things that are already there? I perchance to think maybe not. This is much more almost a Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals tactic, where you just over-regulate the thing and use so many rules that it's just vapor-locked.
Yeah, we will also close the Charleston loophole and prevent individuals who have been convicted of hate crimes from possessing firearms. So they're going that far with all this, too.
Well, again, it's the idea of simply overwhelming it. They can't simply come out and say, guess what, everybody, the Second Amendment is just null and void now. They don't have the power to do that,
yeah.
But they can try to make it so onerous to even begin to have a firearm at all. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the big one. let's see. And Democrats believe that the gun companies should be held responsible for their products, just like any other business, and will prioritize repealing the law that shields gun manufacturers from civil liability. Well, that'll put every gun company in the country out of business.
Well, right. And again, you know, a gun manufacturer isn't responsible for the actions of a bad person with hate in their heart. Guns are there in order to make sure that people can defend their families. They can defend their property. They can defend their lives. And we've seen so many things happen recently, Captain, that says there doesn't appear to be a cavalry that will come and save anybody. That's the message. Although you have so many good men and women who put on the uniform and do whatever they can every day to protect the public, but they're being told in many cases to stand down.
Oh, yeah.
By the authorities. And so then what? What happens? You just let the mob come and get you? I mean, that doesn't seem to be
well,
the right idea.
Again, the police chief in Minneapolis said that if they come after you, and also there was another one, I believe it was, no, it wasn't Seattle. Might have been Portland. But anyway, two of them said, well, if someone wants something, just give it to them. Just hand it over. And they suggested you don't take your cell phone with you anymore.
Wow.
Isn't that your lifeline?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to talk about AOC and how she got a big surprise yesterday. Tell you all about it in a minute.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Wilson.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much, Larry Elder. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty on a windshield and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, if you live in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Gainesville, Ocala, or other surrounding areas, then they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 cash today. And Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. You got it right. Yep. All right. Now, listen, you've heard all about this nonsense about these seeds that came from Canada sent to random, or Canada, from China sent to Americans, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been in the news.
Yeah. Here's the story from a news report from the local Fox affiliate in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's about 2 minutes long. Listen to this. Anytime you're feeling lonely. All right, let's see here. Oh, let me see what I got to do. Here we go. Maybe this is it. Try it again.
Inside, and they've been showing up in mailboxes from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, including right here in Arizona. And tonight we're hearing from a Valley gardener who received this strange package. Here's what she has to say.
It's in a plastic envelope like this, and it's got all kinds of printed information there, but none of it that makes any sense to me.
Jackie Hancock was surprised when she received seeds addressed from China more than a month ago. She didn't order them. She didn't recognize what kind of seeds they were, so she just forgot about them.
Well, I was confused. I just was kind of, what is this all about? What are these seeds?
It wasn't until she was hearing that other people across the country were also receiving these suspicious packages of seeds, and she started to get curious.
So that's when I put my post out there, has anybody here in Arizona had this same experience? And I shared photos of the seeds that I had gotten, and then it kind of took off from there.
In Washington State, the Department of Agriculture warned residents about the seeds, encouraging them not to plant the seeds and not to open them if they arrive sealed. They say the seeds could be invasive, which means they could be dangerous to our environment.
So I don't want to plant anything that is potentially invasive, and that was the concern of some individuals coming from Utah.
Agriculture experts in Washington State, Virginia, and Utah are investigating these unknown seeds. As for Hancock, she has yet to call the Arizona Department of Agriculture, but in the meantime, she hopes to spread the awareness.
And if there was anybody else here in Arizona that had a similar issue with receiving these seeds without having ever ordered them, then I hope that they would kind of learn from my own experience.
Definitely don't plant them, but she did reach out to the agriculture department, or she didn't, but we did, and we have yet to hear back from them. We will keep you posted if we do get an update on that story.
Now, that was kind of interesting, Kyle, because that story originated in Arizona, but it was aired in Indianapolis, Indiana, because of 300 people that had received seeds unsolicited from China.
Yeah, this is really kind of bizarre.
And nobody knows what they are.
Well, exactly. And you know, typically, I mean, if you got some weird seeds in the mail, my first inclination wouldn't be to go out and plant them in the backyard.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, because you don't know if you're not, you know, with the coronavirus, you're going to plant seeds from China? I don't think so.
Well, right, yeah. And whether, you know, for whatever it is, if it's some kind of weird promotion or we just don't know at this point, as far as I can tell.
Now, AOC, the gift that keeps on giving, is not included on President Obama's endorsement list for the November election.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the question is, well, maybe we have the answer to the question. How much of a far-left radical socialist do you have to be in order to not have Barack Obama endorse you? I guess if you're like AOC, I guess maybe that's the answer.
She has rocked the boat big time in D.C., and maybe they don't want her there.
Well, exactly. You know, she's had a lot of scuffles, as we could say, and especially the way that she's sort of come on the scene. And in recent times, I mean, you could say it almost jokingly, but almost the de facto leader of the Democrat Party with the way she was helping to craft the agenda, really, for the party.
Now, you like going fast from point A to B, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Would you get on an aircraft that flew people at supersonic speeds, kind of like another Concorde jet, only this one would be even faster?
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
Well, it's coming. A company wants to fly people at supersonic speeds. They unveiled their new changes yesterday for the commercial design passenger jet, and it could be coming sooner rather than later. This is not just for flying across around the world. This is for flying across the country.
Well, right, yeah. I think this is from Virgin Galactic, I think.
That's correct.
Yeah, and so here's the interesting thing. You know, the Concorde, which was an amazing, you know, engineering feat.
Boy, was that thing loud. Was that thing loud.
Big time. But that went away in 2003, but that went Mach 2, or about 1,300 miles an hour. This new proposed design would go Mach 3, or 2,300 miles per hour.
When one of those things took off from New York, from LaGuardia, you could hear it all the way over in New Jersey.
Wow.
That's how loud they were.
Wow.
Now, speaking of New York and New Jersey, the Manhattan prosecutor is seeking President Trump's tax returns. He cited the probe of his business, and that's why he's trying to get it. Obviously, right now, the Supreme Court has said, nope, can't have it.
Well, right. This is another one of the pile-on sort of things that would go on, I would think. Again with the tax returns, it's like the all the secrets of the entire universe are wrapped up in President Trump's tax returns, and I just don't know that that's really the case. But in reality, sometimes in a political sense, it doesn't matter. Because just like with the Mueller report, don't worry, it's all in the Mueller report. We just gotta get to the end of the Mueller report, and then we'll finally have them. Well, it's the same kind of thing with the tax return thing, I think.
And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the Wall Street Journal jumped on what we were talking about, I guess, and said that nationally homicides are up 26% in 36 of the 50 biggest cities. They didn't count some of the cities where homicides were up 125, 135%, obviously.
Well, right, yeah, and of course we've seen major resurgences of crime, and even if that crime is based on gang-related or other things that are happening, or the fact that a lot of people are out of jail now that shouldn't be out of jail, and they go settle scores or whatever it might be, this is still overwhelming for our country.
Yeah, and also Senator Tom Cotton talking about TikTok, he said TikTok is a Trojan horse that happens to be on your phone.
Yeah, again, you know, I don't think we can stress enough, you know, just how important it is. You know, some people would say, well, I mean, you know, what are the Chinese government getting? Are they getting lots of videos of people playing the kazoo or something like that? No, they're getting much more than that. If they're getting
whatever information you're doing on that phone, they're getting it.
Exactly right. And that means they can, as you mentioned the other night, Captain, if they develop what essentially is a dossier on people, then they might be able to intercept banking. They might be able to intercept other kinds of personal data and all kinds of stuff that could literally ruin your life.
And Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving, says that it is absolutely essential to reach an agreement quickly on the stimulus bill. Well, the problem is she wants $3-something trillion.
Well, that's right.
With a trillion going for the cities to bail them out, and I don't think that's right.
Well, yeah, precisely. And this is, again, one of the sticking points is because the Democrats see their political opportunity, whereas this is supposed to get people through their emergency situations. In fact, Captain, we're already starting to see stories about rashes of new lawsuits from landlords to commercial tenants, for example, because they're not paying their rent. But imagine what it's going to be like when these moratoriums will end, and one would think that they will end at some point.
Well, right now it's September the 1st for the homeowners, for the individuals.
Yes.
Yeah, which is not included in the moratorium for the commercial.
Right, exactly. But there's a tsunami that would come of people who can't pay their rent or mortgage.
Yeah, and by the way, bankruptcies are ripping through the malls across the country with no end in sight. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's all kinds of problems, yeah.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to take us to break, and we'll be right back with our first military report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators on a huge coronavirus relief bill reported very slight progress after talks resumed at the Capitol, with issues like food for the poor and aid to schools struggling to reopen safely having a higher profile in these talks. Multiple obstacles remain, including an impasse so far over extending the $600 per week pandemic jobless benefit, funding for the Postal Service, and an aid to renters facing eviction. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, a lead negotiator for President Donald Trump, said afterwards, "We're continuing to make small bits of progress, and that the administration is not insistent on a small bore approach centered on extending the supplemental unemployment benefit and leaving other items for later." A GOP move to advance a slimmed-down relief package has been a point of conflict, with Democrats asking for more and more in each deal. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with 2 campuses to serve you. They'll tell you all about that here in a little bit. But don't forget, if you want to become an aviation maintenance tech, a very high in-demand job, make yourself buku bucks right off the bat and have yourself a good, solid career, listen up.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, all you need to do is go online to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu, and check them out. After you do that, step to the telephone and give them a call and schedule a tour of one of their campuses. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. You'll be glad you did. Get a great picture opportunity. See everything that's there. It'll definitely impress the heck out of you. And why you won't be becoming an aviation maintenance tech after that would be totally beyond me. Now, again, veterans, post 9/11, use your veterans benefits there. Pre 9/11, if you got veterans benefits, fine. If you don't, then you can just apply for a regular student loan. So there you go. Now, hold on to your chair, Eric in Seminole and Al in Nebraska. And let's see, who else is in there tonight? Kyle is still there, Richard the Marine, and Amanda, and Sam the Paperman, and Lynn in Cape Cod, and Bill, and LJ. Hold on to your chair, because I'm going to tell you something that you won't believe. The saga of Iran's fake aircraft carrier, built after the Nimitz-style carriers that we have, intended as a propaganda coup, is now turning into a goat for Iran. Because Iran accidentally sank this fake aircraft carrier in the wrong place, partially blocking their main shipping channel coming out of the port that they need to go in and out of. And I got a picture of it laying sideways in the drink, pretty much almost in the middle of the shipping lane on the Iranian side of the Straits of Hormuz. Good Lord. Talk about dumb, dumber, and dumbest. So now what do they do? Now what do they do? Obviously the ship's in the way. But I'm telling you, you couldn't make that up if you tried. Couldn't make that up if you tried. All right, well, Afghan forces said they retook a prison in the country's east yesterday following an hours-long gun battle the day before at the facility, which was targeted by the Islamic State group in an attack that killed 29 people. Now, this is a bunch of bad dudes trying to break some bad guys out, and they didn't really get anybody out. So what they tried to do didn't work. Also, every day brings darker signs to the Lebanon situation. Lebanon is headed towards total collapse right now. Mass layoffs, hospitals threatened with closure, shuttered shops, restaurants, crimes driven by desperation. Sounds like Seattle. Sounds like Portland. Sounds like Chicago, a military that can no longer afford to feed its soldiers, meat in warehouses that sell expired poultry. Boy, that's not healthy. But that's Lebanon, and that's the people they're going up against, which is Hezbollah, I believe, over there. Also, a look at recent developments in the South China Sea, where China is pitted against smaller neighbors in multiple territorial disputes over islands, coral reefs, and recent lagoons. China and Australia have been sparring on Twitter over the South China Sea. So far, that's all it is a war of words. Don't need anything else, tell you that right now. And by the way, Al is chiming in saying that's funny. Yeah, that was funny, but only in Iran, Al. Only in Iran. Unbelievable. By the way, the Marine Corps amphibious assault vehicle accident off the coast of Southern California that killed 8 Marines, including a sailor, which led to an extensive 40-hour search over the weekend. It was called off, and the missing service members were presumed dead as the operation now shifted into a recovery mission, according to the Marine Corps. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to those guys as to what happened to them. Fate like that shouldn't be fall on anybody. Oh, by the way, The caregivers' stipends now are set to expand to Vietnam veterans, older generations this fall, as the VA has opened that up a little bit more, caretakers of disabled vets. And that's a good thing, about time. And there's also a plan in the works with the VA, which would mandate more research and assistance for veterans facing toxic exposure illnesses. Again, some of this is coming from the burn pits and other things. A lot of really foul things people got into, from water to chemicals to you name it, when they were in the service. And Poland, supposedly, Poland has wrapped up a deal for permanent U.S. troops, drones, and special operations forces to be assigned to Poland. Remember, of the 12,000 in Germany that are going to be moved, 6,000 are staying in Europe. And I thought from the beginning that the majority of those six were going to go to Poland. And I think I'm right, but they're not saying yet. But we'll see. By the way, over in Afghanistan, a prerequisite to start talks right now. A prerequisite to start talks with the final 400 Taliban prisoners remaining in custody instead of being released, says the Afghan president. By the way, LJ, she says, hilarious, yes. What do they do now? By shotgun. You're right, LJ. It's hilarious as what the Iranians did. And by the way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, talking to the Chinese and talking to the Hong Kong officials, said that there's no valid reason for the election delay there in Hong Kong. They should do it right away and get it done. Over in Afghanistan, Afghan troops did kill another senior Islamic State militant. Got him cornered and got rid of him. And Russia is claiming another U.S. Air Force intercept over the Black Sea. We don't have any details about that, just what Russia's saying. We'll have to see what happens. Of course, the House did approve the $1.3 trillion spending package for 2021. And the Supreme Court announced that they will not halt the challenge border wall projects that use the DOD funds, and letting it go ahead, which is a good thing to know. Now, don't forget that here in the Captain's America Third Watch, we have had the National Aviation Academy with us for going on 3 years right now. And I had somebody ask me yesterday, and I think they're going to show up for lunch today at Mission Barbecue, but I had somebody ask me yesterday, if they were as good as we keep saying, yeah, they are, and I'm going to bring some information with me about them today. If that individual shows up, I'll have it with me at the table. Alrighty, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. And Steve says, good job, Iran. You got it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, listening to us up there at Carrollton, Georgia, and we'll tell you all about what it is she does here in the next hour. But coming up right now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number 2 of the morning, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. Pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, or if you got one of those big Pilot mugs or those Flying J mugs, get yourself a cold soda or whatever. In the meantime, here we go. That's the Guess Who with American Woman bringing us in this hour of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And caller, you just hang on right there. We'll get to you in a minute after we get this weather out there, because we've got to let everybody know that's going up and down the eastern seaboard, especially along I-95. that you're going to have an adventure starting in South Carolina all the way up on the line to, New York. And then if you're going up I-87 towards Canada, Montreal, Quebec and whatnot, going to have a problem. New England, all of New England, it's going to be really wet, really nasty. Now, this hurricane, when it's still a hurricane, 75 mile an hour wind still, with this storm right now, is moving at about 23 miles an hour, ripping right up through, Eastern Carolina and up into Virginia, as we speak. We've got tornado watches, tornado warnings, flood watches, flood warnings, lots of heavy rain, reports and, surf coming in and surges and all that sort of stuff. We had 85 mile an hour winds with higher gusts when it came in about, 2 hours ago, and now it's down to 75 miles an hour. And probably will maintain that for another hour or two before it drops down again when we hear the next report at about 5 a.m. Eastern time. But all the way up the eastern coast and all the way to Maine right now, we've got weather watches and advisories pertaining to this storm. So please, please, please be careful if you're going up I-95. And again, southeastern Pennsylvania, around Philadelphia, Allentown, up towards Wilkes-Barre, that would be I-80 east of Wilkes-Barre, and I-84 over into New England, and I-87, the New York Thruway, the Northway, they call it, north of Albany, all the way to Montreal, all the way to Quebec. You're going to have heavy rain and flooding. All right, let's go to the telephone line right now. And good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Captain. This is Tom from Clearwater.
What's up?
I was just calling to wish my fellow Coast Guardsmen a happy 230th birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Semper Paratus?
Paratus.
Paratus, okay. Well, I was close.
Always ready.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day, Captain.
Yep, all right. Very good. And that's good. I knew I was going to say something about the Coast Guard, but I'm glad he beat me to it because we always say something at the top of the hour when I bring him into the mix. But the thing of it is this weather is one thing, but this storm that's over there. And by the way, there's another one developing right behind it. And let's see here. It's let me get this out here. It's because this is weird. 30% chance of development here so far. Showers and thunderstorms have mostly dissipated near a trough of low pressure located several hundred miles southwest of Bermuda. Although a weak area of low pressure is expected to turn over the next day or so, abundant dry air surrounding the system is likely to limit significant development. However, the system is forecast to move north westward at about 10 miles per hour over the southeastern Atlantic today. 30% chance of formation over the next 48 hours, 30% over the next 5 days. So this is something that's going to stall, it says, somewhere over near Bermuda, south-southwest of Bermuda. And then we'll have to be watching it to see what happens, because it doesn't take much for these things when they get in the warm water and whatnot. And this is strictly a tropical disturbance is all they're calling this right now. But it's right behind. This other storm that just, the hurricane that just went in. Unbelievable. But, you know, I guess they were here before we were or something like that. Okay. Now, don't forget that your pilot in Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And you are going to find when you stop by a pilot, you're going to be in shock, first of all, that you found a McDonald's there. Number two, how about an Arby's? Number three, how about a Wendy's? Any one of those, right? Or, get this, it could be a full-service, full-menu Dairy Queen with everything they have to offer. Of course, it could be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell. Could be a KFC chicken or a Chester's chicken on top of everything else. And, of course, the Flying J's, they're known for their great sit-down meals and restaurants. It could be a Huddle House, could be a Moe's Southwest Grill. Could also be a Denny's with their complete menu. And their food has always been good, so you don't need to worry about that when you go there. But remember, they are your home away from home. And when you get out there on the highways and the byways with your home away from home, That's the place to be. America's largest truck stop chain. Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stops. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on there. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
And I'll tell you what. The president is taking a lot of flack for the mail-in ballot problems that the Democrats are trying to call the winner save-all to everything that's going on, right?
Yes.
But one of our state legislators, Blaze Ignolia, who's just north of you up there in Pasco County, I've known him for a while. He was the chairman of the committee of the county committee up there before he ran for state rep. He's come out and said, not so fast. There have been problems with mail-in votes. They're not the same as an absentee ballot. They don't have the same safeguards and all that. And he put out quite an illustrious column yesterday about it, which got picked up, and he wound up going on Newsmax TV talking about it on Spicer and Company.
Well, the big issue is there's two congressional elections in New York that after, I think, 6 weeks still have not been decided yet.
May 23rd.
But the matter of Nevada is really what has got a lot of people up in arms and how that whole thing came down in the middle of the night. And when Trump says that there's going to be some lawsuits, I think that there's a lot of interesting standing that can happen there addressing what happened in Nevada.
Yeah, that happened, I think, Saturday morning, didn't it?
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine out there who's been very, very involved in that one, and she called me last night to kind of explain it all to me. And then when I heard on the news, so what she explained to me was exactly right. And it's really quite a remarkable thing. It's actually worse than what the news is reporting. So it'll be interesting to see if that thing gets fast-tracked and how that plays out.
Well, being as how we got an election around the corner, I'm thinking it might be. But what do we know, right?
Well, we got lawsuits just everywhere, all kinds of reasons.
Yeah. Now, very quickly, the president's approval rating is at 51%. That's higher than Barack Obama's was by 7 percentage points at the same time in Barack Obama's career.
Good.
Yep, and there's a lot of enthusiasm out there for this president. You know, they keep talking about this, that, and the other, plus some polls came out yesterday. And again, these polls that these progressives put out there, it's not jiving with what we're seeing. The excitement and the job approval rating and all that is just not working. So here comes the music. So hold on to that thought. And, folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, we will talk a little bit more about the president's approval rating, and we'll also talk about little Dr. Fauci. He's back in the news again for all the wrong reasons. Might be the right reasons for him, but wrong reasons for us. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And good morning, Al. And Eric, have yourself a great day.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.